Most of the Midwest will continue to experience some tenuous weather, and what close monitoring of rainfall and temperatures over the next 2 weeks will be critical in determining just how seriously crops will be stressed or not. The forecast today continues to suggest a warming trend with a restricted amount of precipitation occurring across the region as we go forward from now through Saturday. Afternoon high temperatures will work their way back into the 80s on a consistent basis, and we'll probably see some lower 90s showing up as we get into the Saturday-Sunday time period. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see some middle 90s show up in a portion of Kansas, Missouri, and a part of Iowa just before a cold front starts to cut through those regions late in the weekend and early next week. That cold front is going to be critically important for many areas across the Midwest because net drying will occur between now and its arrival. Once it does arrive, it will bring some cooler air with it. We'll likely see showers and thunderstorms concentrated on the area from Kansas to Michigan and portions of Wisconsin. Those areas will see upwards of 3/4 of an inch of rain. There may be some local totals getting up to about 1.5 inches, but they will be localized. We expect rainfall in areas to the northwest and southeast of that corridor to be quite a bit lighter. Maybe just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 3/4 of an inch will occur, and a close watch of those areas will certainly be necessary because they will not be getting enough precipitation to make up for the warm and dry weather that will occur between now and when that frontal system arrives. And because of that, it puts a lot of pressure on the second week forecast of for the Midwest. If we don't get a significant amount of rain in some parts of the Midwest here early next week, we'll likely be faced with a little bit greater crop stress potential as we move into the second week of the outlook. Some of the computer forecast models today have suggested a ridge of high pressure will be returning to the eastern part of the U.S. as we move into the period from the 17th through the 21st. If that does indeed occur, we'll likely be faced with some more crop stress, especially in areas where we have not seen significant rain in this first week of the outlook. Temperatures over these next few days, as I mentioned before, will get back into the 80s, and obviously some lower and middle 90s will be possible right before the frontal system arrives. The temperatures next week, though, will likely turn quite a bit cooler. We'll likely see high temperatures coming back into the 70s, maybe even a few upper 60s in the northern parts of the region, and that will help to bring a little bit of relief back to those portions of the region along with the precipitation that's expected to occur. But we'll turn right around and bring warmer temperatures back across the region along with some drier weather not too long after that. So a continuation of close monitoring of the situation is certainly warranted. In other areas in the U.S., we're continuing to watch the Delta and the southeastern states, both of which have seen some timely rainfall here recently, and will likely see more of the same occur as we move forward through the next week. In a southern U.S. hard red winter wheat country, we've seen a little bit too much rain here recently. A little bit of a concern over the quality of crops in parts of Oklahoma and northern Texas has resulted. This situation will continue for 2 more days before drying finally kicks in. And we're likely to see the southwestern U.S. plains, cotton, and corn country see a few more showers for a little while, but for the most part, we're not going to see a big soaking of rain down that way, and dryness will be prevailing. And in areas overseas, we're continuing to monitor China as well as parts of Russia, both of which are going to continue to see some dryness. The biggest concern is still in the North China Plain, where it doesn't look like there's going to be much significant rain for several more days, if not a week or so. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.